Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Congressman Brian Higgins is now with me live this morning. Congressman, thanks for the time. Let me start with the stimulus rescue bill. How close are we to seeing this get done?
Well, the House introduced a bill last night. The differences are narrowing. I suspect that there'll be agreement by the end of today so that we can get back to Washington, vote on this, to get resources to the state and the localities that are in desperate need for them. I talked to most of the hospital CEOs yesterday. They have shifted to the coronavirus and related COVID-19 disease. They are ready to go, and the federal government has a responsibility to all of them and to the American people, including those in Western New York, and that is to get these resources to them with a massive infusion of money and production for masks, for gowns, for ventilators, for testing equipment, so that they can do the job at the state and local level.
Is this going to be done in one shot or two for the American people?
Well, I'll tell you what, the more we do now, the better, because there will be several iterations of the stimulus package. There's first and foremost to deal with the acute public health crisis that's going on right now, and then the related economic damage to the economy moving forward. So the American economy is $22.5 trillion. It really came to a halt, and it's contracting very, very quickly. That said, we have a public health crisis to deal with first and foremost before we can deal with the economic fallout. So time is not on our side. This is a highly contagious disease. It's more lethal, 10 to 20 times more than influenza. There is no treatment or vaccine for its prevention. It's an infectious disease that we have to get out front on.
How soon do you expect, I want to talk about the virus in a minute with you, but how soon do you expect those checks to reach Americans?
Direct payments. Our bill would give $1,500 direct payment for each individual with a maximum of $7,500 for a family. It's bigger than the Senate bill. There's enhanced unemployment insurance. There's $500 billion in grants and interest-free loans to small businesses and not-for-profits to keep workers on the payroll. So it's very, very direct. It's intended to get out as quickly as possible. My hope is within the next 24 hours, we can get an agreement on a bill, get it voted on in the Senate, get it voted on in the House, and move it to the president for his signature.
Does Congress understand that Americans are hurting right now, and they need this, and they need legislators to approve it?
My hope is that they do, but we were not ready for this. The federal government was not ready for this. This is being managed and administered on the state and local level. What the federal government's primary responsibility is to give guidance through the Centers for Disease Control, listening not to politicians, but to public health experts, and to provide the resources at the local level to hospitals, to hospital workers, to doctors, making sure that they're protected so that they can administer to the people that are afflicted with this COVID-19.
Why are there things like a minimum wage, $15 an hour minimum wage, in the stimulus bill?
Well, if you look at previous, you know, there's no comparison. I mean, this is a public health crisis. It's created an economic crisis. But previous efforts have resulted in corporate bailouts and stock buybacks that have helped nobody. So what we're trying to do is make sure that this bill is targeted to the worker. The American economy, $22.5 trillion, is 70% consumption. We need the American workers, who are the job creators, to create demand. And where there is demand, there is economic growth. So it's targeted to the workers. 80% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck.
The president last night, Congressman, said he intends to open the country in weeks, not months. He's not going to let the cure be worse than the problem itself. Is he moving too quickly on this?
I don't know, but here's what I do know. I know that we should be listening to public health experts. Most of my day yesterday was spent talking with the head of Kaleida, Jody LeMayo, the head of Catholic Health, Mark Sullivan, ECMC President Tom Quattrochi, Roswell Park, Candace Johnson. These are the folks that are on the front line, and those are the ones that are best able to tell us what it is they need to help our people, to keep them safe, to keep them healthy, and if they do contract this disease, how best to deal with them. And that's who we should be listening to. Look, there will be plenty of time to fix this economy, and there are plenty of prescriptions that are very potent to do it. The one thing that we don't have is a treatment to deal with this very contagious and deadly disease. That's where the focus should be. That's why you need to fund the National Institutes of Health, because they do the important research, develop treatments and vaccines for these kinds of things. So I think, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. There's not a lot of time to do it. And I'm looking forward to getting back to Washington, however I got to get back there, to vote on these bills to get relief to the local level.
When we get to the point of possibly reopening and socializing again, how do you envision that going?
Well, first of all, you have to have a determination by public health experts. I'm concerned that some of these folks are being marginalized, and we need their guidance on these things. You have a situation where you know, you have a huge exponential growth in the number of cases, and the concern is you don't want to break the hospital system. They don't have the capacity to deal with these things. I read a piece yesterday where there's 5,000 ventilators and there's a need for 50,000. So we have to ramp up production, getting people that make things, that manufacture things in one area to shift to a healthcare mode where they're making masks, they're making ventilators and all of those things. Let's listen to the public health experts, because unless and until this gets contained, again, it's highly, highly contagious and it's highly lethal. Unless and until it gets contained, there can be no resumption of normalcy.
What are you doing to bring more medical supplies here?
Every day working with the leaders of the healthcare system in Western New York, approving bills. A week ago Saturday, it didn't get signed into law until Thursday, which will provide the resources for ventilators, for testing kits, for masks, for gowns, the very things that the healthcare system in Western New York, in New York State, and throughout the country is looking for.
We know this morning that Kokomo, Indiana's GM plant is going to start working on the manufacturing of ventilators. Can that be done here at the Tonawanda engine plant?
I think it certainly can be done, but there are other manufacturers as well. I'm taking calls every day from, you know, people that make fabric or other applications that they believe can be shifted to, you know, the medical area, to make gowns, to make masks, and we're referring those directly to Empire State Development, which the governor has designated the entity to test the feasibility of that and to make a determination as to whether or not there's viability to what people are suggesting. They're coming up with great, great ideas, but you know that you're dealing with the spectrum of acute problems, both you know in mass, but individual. A young lady yesterday with a 2-year-old with a heart defect, with a persistent fever, looking to get tested. You know, we're scrambling to reach out to whatever resources are available to help her. But to also help, you know, people in mass. So this is a crisis, but I think, you know, we will get through this. But first and foremost, before any relaxation of you know, the social distancing, the hand washing, all of those things that we've been advised repeatedly by public health experts, officials, we have to continue to comply and listen to them. Because first and foremost, this is an acute public health crisis that has to be resolved, and we have the resources and the will as a nation to get through these difficult times, and we will do whatever is done over the next several weeks and several months to make sure that there is a full recovery, including both the public health crisis and the economic contraction that has resulted from this public health crisis.
Congressman, thanks. That's Congressman Brian Higgins joining us live.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.